At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their three highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
It is West Memphis basketball to start this second quarter as they lead Mountain Home by a score of 11-8. Tucker takes the inbound pass from Golson. We're back underway. Ball goes over to Golson on the left wing. Down on a low block to Inman. She's going up for the layup. No good. Gilbert gets the rebound, and back comes Mountain Home. Gilbert trying to get out of the double team in the backcourt, so she'll give it to Martin. Martin quickly into the front court. Dribbling to the right side. Trying to avoid a double team. Now she goes into the corner. Now has her pass to Foreman knocked away by Tucker. Goes out of bounds on the nearest sideline. Mounts home inbounded as we are 23 seconds into this second quarter. Again, West Memphis up 11-8. Gilbert inbounds it on the far sideline. Gets it into Yates. Back to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbling on the right wing. Takes a screen from Foreman. Dribbles toward the free throw line. Pulls up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Golson, and back comes West Memphis. 7:23 left in the first half. Golson with it on the right wing. Up top to Tucker. A three-point West Memphis lead. Ball goes over on the left side to Holland. Down to Inman and near the left elbow. Up top to Golson. Over on the right side to Tucker. Now up top to Holland. Over to Golson on the left wing. Over to Bradley near the free throw line. She was trying to find Holland. Cutting into the lane. Pass was wide of her. Goes out of bounds. And it will be Mount Holmes basketball on West Memphis' fourth turnover of the night. 6:58, let's play in the opening half. Lady Bombers with the ball. West Memphis up 11-8. Gilbert into the front court, dribbling toward the right side. That goes back up to the top. Now over to the left. Up top goes to Yates. Over to Martin on the right side. Martin gives it to Foreman. Back to Martin. Martin's going to pull up for the three on the right wing. No good. And the rebound is chased down. Knocked around. And it goes out of bounds. Last touched by Mountain Home, and it will be West Memphis basketball with 6:35 let's play in the opening half. Collins will inbound it on the near sideline, gets in to Tucker. Over 6.5 minutes left. West Memphis with the ball and the three-point advantage. Ball goes over to Golson on the left wing. Up top now to Hollins. Mountain Home in a man-to-man. Hollins will give it to Tucker near the right corner. Down to Bradley on the low block. Bradley's going to go into the lane for a reverse layup. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by Bradley, and it will be Mount Holmes basketball with 6:15 left in the first half. Gilbert will inbound it to Emma Martin. Well, she's trying to get it in. Now she finally does. Now back to Gilbert. Gilbert will bring it into the front court. Almost lost the handle of it. Now picks up a drill, trying to figure out where to go with it. Now gives it up top to Martin. Martin will drill to the left wing. Loses the handle of the ball. Oh, they were going to say it was last touched by West Memphis. So Mount Holmes will keep possession as they'll inbound it on the nearest sideline with 6:02 left. Lady Blue Devils up 11-8. Gilbert will inbound it on the near sideline. Gets into Yates on the left wing. Yates is going to drill it near toward the free throw line. Gets the Foreman on the low block. Has the ball knocked away from her. And a foul's going to be called against Foreman, as Mount Holmes commits their third turnover of the night. Anna Grace Foreman picks up her first personal foul. That is just the first team foul against Mount Holmes in this game. 5:53, let's play in the first half. Lady Blue Devils with the ball and the 11-8 advantage. Ball goes over to Golson on the left wing. Up top now to Hollins. Over to Inman near the free throw line. She almost traveled with it, but she was able to keep her pivot foot planted. Ball is with Golson on the left wing. Now a foul away from the ball called on Mountain Home, I believe, with 5.5 minutes left of the first half. Aston Yates picks up her first personal foul. That's the second team foul against the Lady Bombers. Tucker will inbound it on the baseline for West Memphis. Gets it into Hollins on the left wing. Now she'll throw it up top to Golson. Golson's going to drill down towards the low block, going up for the layup. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Foreman, and back comes Mountain Home. Lady Bombers with the ball, trailing by three. Martin with it on the right wing, going into the lane. He's going to go up for the running jumper, off the glass and in. Emma Martin with 4 points. That cuts the margin back to a point. 11-10, West Memphis up with a little over 5 minutes left in the first half. Ball goes into the front court to Inman. Over to Golson on the left wing. Now up top to Tucker. As Mount Holmes going with a zone defense now. Ball goes over to Hollins on the right side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound chased down by Golson. Now she'll give it out to Tucker. It looks like Mount Holmes back in a man-to-man. Ball's over with Hollins on the right side. Her pass to Bradley was knocked away and stolen by Anna Grace Foreman, and she's going to be fouled in the backcourt. Very good job by Anna Grace Foreman to chase down that steal. Cortesia Hollins picks up her first personal foul. That's the fifth team foul against West Memphis here in the first half. Hollins is going to take a seat as she's replaced by Rihanna Bradford, a 5'2 senior. And also for West Memphis, Anaya Dean is going to come into the game as Tierra Bradley takes a seat. 4:40 left to play in the first half. Mounts on with the ball. They got a chance to get the lead back on this possession. West Memphis is currently up 11-10. Gilbert with the ball in the front court. She has it on the left wing. Up top it goes to Foreman. Foreman will give it to Martin on the right side. Down to Yates just outside the lane. Yates will drill it into the paint. It's going to go up for the layup. Off the glass and in, and Mounts Holmes back on top. Ashton Yates with 4 points. That's our sixth lead change of the night. 12-11, Lady Bombers leading it. 4:13 left in the half. Ball goes into the front court to Bradford. She has it on the left side, being double teamed. Now gives it near the top to Hollins. Hollins is going to go down into the lane. Now kicks out to Inman in the corner. Her jumper will not go. Hollins gets a rebound. Goes back up with it. Her shot is blocked by Foreman. And Mounts Holmes comes up with the basketball. 3:58, let's play in the first half. Gilbert quickly back the other way. Gilbert's going to drill down into the lane, going in for the layup. No good. And the ball is knocked around, controlled offensively by Yates. Throws it to Jackson on the left wing. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Leah Jackson with her first 3 points of the night. Mounts Holmes' lead is up to two possessions. 15-11 our score with 3:38 left in the half. And now West Memphis is going to call a timeout. We'll break with 3:36 left in this first half. It is Mountain Home leading West Memphis 15-11. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, West Memphis using their last 30-second timeout of the night. They still have all three of their full timeouts remaining. Mounts Holmes with all three of their fulls in 1:30. Right now, Mounts Holmes leading with 3:36 left to play in the half, 15-11. Ball goes over on the right side to Bradford. Now Bradford's going to drill down into the corner. Now throws it up top to Tucker. Back over to Bradford, and Foreman is able to steal her pass down towards the lane. And she'll give it to Gilbert. Back comes Mounts Holmes. That was West Memphis' sixth turnover of the night. 3:16 left in the half. Ball goes down towards the low block. Knocked away by Inman. Goes out of bounds on the far sideline. Mounts Holmes will inbound it with 3:12 left in the half. Lady Bombers with the ball, leading by four. Gilbert will inbound it in front of the Mountain Home crowd. Gives it to Martin on the right wing. Martin with it still on the right side. Has yet to drill. Now she does. Now throws it up top to Yates. Over to Gilbert near the left corner. Out on the wing to Jackson. Jackson will throw it up top to Foreman. Over to Martin on the right. Martin will give it up top to Yates. Yates gives it to Jackson near the left corner. Jackson dribbles out to the wing. Throws it up top to Foreman. Foreman will throw it to Gilbert on the left. Now Gilbert will dribble up to the top. 2:35 left in the half. Lady Bombers with the ball, leading 15-11. Ball goes down to Martin on the right side. She'll take the screen from Gilbert. Dribble to the right elbow. Now gives it to Foreman on the low block. She's going to put up the jumper off the glass. No good. Gilbert gets offense rebound. She goes back up with it off the glass and in. Kate Gilbert with 6 points. Mountain Holmes leads up to six now. 17-11 our score with 2:15 left in the half. Here's Hazley into the front court. By the way, she checked in during the timeout. Hazley gives it to Dean. Now Dean gives it to Inman in the paint. She's going to go in for the layup. Shot was blocked. And Mountain Home comes up with the ball. Here's Giller quickly back the other way, going in for the layup. Looks like her shot was partially blocked. Ball is knocked around, finally controlled by West Memphis. Haseley quickly back the other way, giving it to Inman, who's going in for the layup. No good. Haseley gets the offensive rebound. She goes back over that off the glass and in. Araya Haseley with her first 2 points of the night. That cuts the margin back to four with 1:38 left to play in the first half. 17-13 our score. Gilbert across the timeline for the Lady Bombers. Dribbles on the right wing. Throws it to Yates in the right corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And Haseley gets the rebound. She's quickly back for the Lady Blue Devils. Haseley dribbling is going to pull up for the three-pointer and will not go. Yates looked like had the rebound, but it went out of bounds. And it's going to be West Memphis keeping possession. Tierra Bradley and Jamie Golson going to check back in for West Memphis, replacing Tania Tucker and Terica Inman. 1:17 left to play in the first half, and an offensive foul before the pass gets in. Tierra Bradley gets called, I believe, for the illegal screen. That's her second personal foul. Team foul number six, and that's their seventh turnover of the night. Once again, 1:17 left in the half. Lady Bombers get the ball back, leading by four. Gilbert into the front court for Mountain Home, dribbling on the left wing. Now goes to the top. Now goes towards the elbow. Goes out to the wing, gives it there to Jackson. Jackson's going to dribble up to the top. Throws over on the right side to Payne. Payne thought about three, now throws up top to Jackson. Jackson will give it to Gilbert on the left side. Gilbert's going to drill toward the free throw line. Pull up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound comes to Dean, and back comes West Memphis. Now Tucker's going to be lose her footing. I guess they're going to call a foul there. I thought she had just tripped on her own feet. But Kate Gilbert's going to be called for the first personal foul, team foul number three, against Mountain Home here in the first half. The official is about to call that a 1-1. That's just the third team foul against West Memphis. I mean, against Mountain Home, excuse me. 46.8 seconds left to play in the half. Here is Golson into the front court. Lady Bombers up 17-13. Ball goes over to Haseley. Down to Bradley on the low block. She's going in for the layup. Shot was partially blocked by Foreman. Ball goes out of bounds. Well, I thought it was about to go out of bounds. It was actually saved in by Dean, but right to the hands of Anna Grace Foreman. And back comes Mountain Home. Here's Gilbert throwing it to Jackson. She's going to pull up for the three on the left side. No good. And the rebound's going to be chased down by Dean. And back come the Lady Blue Devils. Ball goes to Haseley, who gets across the timeline. 20 seconds left in the half. Now Hazy's going down towards the low block. Picks up her dribble. Now throws it out to Bradford. Back to Haseley, who has it on the right wing. 9 seconds left. Haseley dribbles up to the top. 5 seconds. Haseley's going to go down towards the lane. He's going to go up for the running jumper. No good. Partially blocked. And the rebound is knocked around. Controlled by Mountain Home. And we've reached the end of the first half. Well, Lady Bombers will take a 4-point lead into the locker room. Our score at the break: Mountain Home leading West Memphis 17-13. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with the planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
You're one of the millions of Americans who owes back taxes. If you get nervous when the mail comes because you might get a letter from the IRS, then you've heard. Their enforcement agents are cracking down this year and can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts. Even your home or business could be at risk over unpaid taxes. It's all true, but it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. The award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief will fight to get you the best deal possible, protecting your paycheck and your assets from IRS collections. But don't delay, because the IRS is tacking on interest and hefty penalties every single day. So don't wait until it's too late. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-359-6844. 800-359-6844. 800-359-6844.
Optima Tax Relief. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.